Yeah, maybe more Tuesday night.
Let's go. Okay, right, good evening. One of the main jobs on Erev Yom Tov and Erev Shabbos is to make sure that the timers are all set correctly. So firstly, you need to make sure to get the time right now. If let's say the time is now, it's 20 to 10, you want to make sure it's 21:40, and you make sure it's not 20, you don't make a mistake with the 21s. And besides for that, you also want to make sure that you know exactly what time it's going to go off. And to know that off is on and on is off. You don't want to mix up. There's quite a lot going on in a regular timer. Many shilas. This timer has created many shilas where people realize it's not on long enough. We really have visitors. We need it on longer. Second day Yom Tov, we need it shorter. It's a bit too cold, a bit too hot. It's dangerous because we've got the hot plate on the whole afternoon. Very, very common that a person would want to interfere on Shabbos, interfere with the buttons and turn it off later because he doesn't want it on the whole afternoon. It comes, sometimes it's dangerous, you don't want to leave on the whole afternoon. Let's just stick to one case at the moment. Let's say you have the timer which is going to go off at 11 o'clock and you're having a very late meal, it's a geschmacka meal, it's schlepped and everything, and the maaser, you want it to be on until 11:30 because you can see, they only start in the meal at 10:30, can either horror in the summer, it's very late, Shavuos is late. And you want to start the meal, you see the meal slipping, and you want it to be on for another 30 minutes. So you want to flick two of the buttons, we know that on these timers, the good old ones, you want to flick two of the buttons to make sure it stays on an extra 30 minutes. So all you want to do on Yom Tov, or Shabbos, typically, is just to go like that, and you're sorted, it saves the whole time, it saves you. It saves you. Then, maybe you're thinking already about tomorrow and you want to change it. Is there any shaila in changing it? I just want to be makdim that Rabbi Falk, who was extremely passionate about Shabbos and Yom Tov, Hilchas Shabbos and Yom Tov, he wrote these phenomenal Svarim Zachar V'Shomayim and many Tshuvos and Machzor Eliyahu, and he was a great teacher for at least three generations. When it came to the topics of timers, he didn't give shiurim on it. In fact, he writes in Zachar V'Shomayim, speak to your local Rav, and he told me that he was too scared to give Shiurim on this because it's so close to a real Issa. He's busy for decades, he was busy discussing, can you do this, can you do that, Gezeres Rabbonon, and here he was very scared that people get the wrong end of the wrong stick, and then before you know it, they've really activated something on Shabbos that wasn't something that he could deal with. So that's just the Akdoma to show that we've got to be very careful about how we take this inyan. But you have to know that there is a marked difference. There's a mile in between delaying the current situation, right? Pushing more buttons to keep the status quo. So if let's say it's on, let's say the hot plate's on, and you want to continue it being on by pressing one or two buttons, three buttons, let's say till 12 o'clock. You want to do another two. That is a big difference, and it's a big, much more kuradig. And again, I didn't say it's okay, we're going to get there, right? Whereas to bring something in earlier, that's way worse. So if it's supposed to be off at 12, and you realize, oh, I want to go to bed at 11, I'm scared to leave the hot plate on, I want to go like this, simple like this, and I'm done. It takes 3 seconds. And I want to turn it to 11 o'clock, so that when it comes to 11 o'clock, it'll be off. There is no, you can't compare, you can't put the two cases in the same sentence. There are no shaykhs to each other. Delaying the current status quo, retaining the status quo, keeping it for longer, and pushing a few buttons to keep the current situation longer, whatever it is, whether it's on now and you want to keep it on longer, or whether it's off now and you want to keep it off longer, is way different to bringing something earlier. Now, why? Because delaying the situation, all it means, there's a very, very good case in Shulchan Aruch where you have a nail, you have a candle by a door, and you've got, let's say, a window, just in our case, you've got a window, and you can see the nail is flickering, you know that the weather forecast is actually going to be very windy. Are you allowed to close the window, so that the Nair is going to remain strong the whole night. If let's say you can see it's very windy outside and it's for sure going to extinguish. Let's say you see that happening. Right? Can you close the window? So often a Mechaba says in Reisha and Zayin that you're allowed to close the window. How are you allowed to close the window? Are you not creating a fire? Are you not creating a fire on Shabbos?
You're stopping it.
So what, it would have gone out. I'm just letting go, so I'm not challenging it. I'm saying I would have gone out. You wouldn't have had the flame. And now by closing the window, you've essentially created the flame. Because when you walk in the door and you see it flickering away and it looks like it's not going to survive, and it's only going to get worse, and you close the window, why is that not called that you've created the flame? Zot the Shulchan Aruch is mutar. Mutar l'sogroi, it's mutar to close it. Va'afal pisha ruach hoya mavira, even if the wind would have got rid of it, ein bo mishum b'chaba, she'einoi oisei klum, you're not doing anything, ela, is the crucial word, ela oitzeir haruach, you are blocking out the wind. Oitzeir haruach. Based on this, Zot Shlom Zaman Oybach and Mincha Shlema and Shmishabs Gilchosoi, and many poiskim, Oz Nidburu, Rabbi Vadi Yosef, many Tshuva Sfarim say this is enough to apply the halacha that when it comes to a timer and you want to press a few more buttons to keep the status quo, that should be okay. Because, think about it, the buttons which are going to send it to go off at 11 o'clock, at the moment it's going to go off at 7 o'clock, 11 o'clock. If I push one of the buttons and it stays on another quarter of an hour, it's like closing the window for a quarter of an hour.
That's direct, that's not direct. There, you're closing a window. What happens to the flame is a different story. Here, by you pressing the buttons, you are causing it to stay on.
Rav Eliashev and the Chazanish and the Igros Moshe do not agree with the comparison. They say, the Nusach, as I was trying to work out the Nusach you're using, because the Nusach that they're using is also hard to understand. They say that a Keli, which is Mayuchad, to adjust backwards and forwards, is, so before the Muksa, they want to even say, they say that's not, it's not a level of Grama, that's interfering with the actual Chefza itself. That's why I'm struggling with the Nusach. You should know, people struggle with the Nusach, why it should be a problem. Really, there's a Sfar Chitzoni to say, it's similar to that case. I know there are differences. But the idea is the same. Moshe Rabbeinu Fal told me, just imagine a goy is about to switch off the light, right, in your dining room. And you knock his hand. And he says, no, I want to turn the light off. And he tries to switch off. And every time you knock his hand away. Are you over any issa? I've had a nisht. Ah, you've knocked his hand and you've stopped it from happening. The same thing here as well. By pushing in one of the levers here, one of the buttons, I've just taking away that hand that's going to knock it away. No, don't switch it off. Boom. Go away. Go away. So it's the same as knocking his hand. That's the idea of why the Mekilim are coming from. Although the Mekilim are quite strong, there is a lot of logic behind it. Although the Achilukim, like you're saying, and the Rav Eliashev was saying, the Maisa, they still, Rav Shlomo Zalman Oybach, who's the one that was wanting to be Mekil, he still says for the Bnei, in his yeshiva, he never allowed it. Especially for convenience, he never allowed it. But even when there's a Turech, he said you've got to use it very carefully. And that means he didn't like the idea of being Mekil Stam. Besides for the other poskim, again, there are other poskim out there, Chaznish, Rav Moshe and Rav Eliashev, they said it's not the same. Because this keli is miyuchad for adjusting, they had some taina that is worse than grama. Grama is, I think, similar to what you're saying. That's what I was trying to be with your words. You close the window, has nothing to do with the flame. It's two separate kelim. One's a window, one's a keli. One's a flame. Here, it's the very flame. It's the very keli itself, which is on, which is off. It could be it's worse than grama. That's what they were suggesting. Even if you're going to go with the Mekilim, Rav Shlomo Zalman Oybach, it's something that they very much didn't want to go down the road. So again, the Shaila is, if it's convenience, no one wants to hear. You've got to work out before Shabbos, work out before Yom Tov, no one wants to know. If it's essential, you do, and it happens, it's very common. People don't realize, especially Yom Tov, you change hours, you didn't realize you got the wrong time, and it happens, and it's very, very uncomfortable sometimes. You have people, and all that work for Yom Tov, and it's not going to be as hot as it's bichlal nish geshmak. Then, there's a mokum to be mekel. However, here, this is where muksa comes in. Rav Moshe Feinstein and Michas Yitzchok, Dan Weiss, said that you're going to have a problem with muksa. This little pin, call it a pin, is muksa. Why is it muksa, in their opinion? It was muksa because when Yom Tov came in, Not always were you allowed to move that one, depending where it is. It's a bit complicated. In certain cases, it will be a problem during Bein HaShmoshes to move it. It will depend. In certain cases, it won't be a problem on Muksa. And therefore, since at Bein HaShmoshes, you weren't able to move it, depending where it was. It could be if it was at a time where it would have changed straight away. A lot of times it wouldn't be, and therefore you wouldn't have the problem. Be safe, do it with a shinui. So you've got to make sure, just flicking at the shinui. It might hurt you, it can dig in a bit. Or you take it, you can do it with a shinui. Right? It might hurt you a little bit. I did it, it's not so bad. You get a little zeichel adava on your finger, but it's worth it. Just to know that you made sure.
Could you do it with a fork?
You should know a fork is a bit worse. A fork, you can, because a fork is called a tiltal, not kalachayat. Tiltal alidei dava achir. So it's tiltal, something called tiltal begufay, which is always a lot better to use. It's easier, I guess it's easier to use a spoon or something like that. Again, it's a machlokes, but a tzorech dava mutter would be okay. So the muksa thing is that it is a problem, but it's easy to get around because you can just do it with a kalachayad or do it through something else. So again, only to prolong the current situation. So that is the key over here. That's the key. So to bring something earlier is going to be a no-no because that's way worse. That is basically not only. It's not similar to the case where you're knocking the hand of the goy, when you're closing the window. You are now actively bringing the hand of the goy to it. And you're doing everything to bring it early. It's a whole different thing. It's a completely different parasha. Like I say, it's a mile in between. You cannot compare. You can't put the two, same in the same breath. Can I share with you a chiddush or a shlum zamanoibach? It's a bit of a chiddush. Hitanas, yes, you can't bring something early. So if let's say it's going to go off at 11, you can't make it go off at 10:30. Right? But if tomorrow afternoon it's supposed to go off at 11, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and you want to bring that earlier, which it hasn't even turned on, because it's going to go off 11, going to go on 6 in the morning, and then it's going to go off later at 1 o'clock. If you want to bring that early, that you could, because it's not even Bo'ilam. That's a bit of a twist to it, Rav Shlomo Zalman. It's a bit of a chiddush. Let me just say again, this is exactly why Rav Bifal did not want to speak about these shaylas. Because it's very confusing. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, you can't bring something earlier. You can't make it go off earlier, you can't make it go on earlier. But if the current situation is on, let's say, and it's going to go off, and then it's going to go on again, then you can make it go off earlier after that. Because it's not even Bo'ilam. You see how complicated it gets. Here, okay, let's go back to basics. Shabbos, where there's a real need, there's a mokum to be made or to prolong it. Obviously, we're talking about where it's not going to happen straight away. Obviously, it's only in a couple of hours, an hour, and half an hour, it's going to go off. Then you can prolong you can change the status quo, you can stay on for longer. Very nice. But you can't make any changes coming in earlier. The shalis on Yom Tov doesn't make any difference. There is a svara to be makel more on Yom Tov to bring it in earlier. If let's say let's say a hot plate is only going to go on at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and you're looking, you know what, the kids can eat already at 5. I need 2 hours for it to be on. I want it on 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Any problem in making the hot plate go on earlier than it would? Really, this is a real issue on Shabbos. Gram Havora, you're causing something to turn on. On Yom Tov, there's a bit easier. And therefore, if there's a real tzorich, there's a makom lahakel. I thought I would have time to explain it, but I wouldn't have. There's a very nice case in Mechaba, when you've got a nair, you've got a candle, which you don't want it to burn entirely. You want half the candle for tomorrow, next Yom Tov. So what you want to do is halfway, you want to stop it from burning. So can you interfere? Can you put it into sand to make sure that after halfway, bury it halfway, so after halfway it's going to go out somehow? Or can you do any other way of interfering with the flames? Certain cases you find that you can do grama kibbuy. At the end of the day, it's still a tzorech. I thought it would take me about 10 minutes to explain exactly what the case is and what you see from there. I think the idea is that halacha l'maaseh is like this. There is a very stark reason to say that you can prolong the current situation on Shabbos and Yom Tov, Koshkin and Yom Tov, but to bring something earlier is very, very definitely a problem on Shabbos. Yom Tov is a bit better. Even when we say it's okay, you always have to make sure to do it with a shinui, press with a shinui. Don't forget, Rav Shlomo Zalman Oibach, who was the biggest maker about it, always said he never allowed it generally. It's not definitely not for preference. And it's only when there's a real need for it, and you haven't got, you can't get hold of a goy, and all the rest of it. Then there was a makel again. The kula is when to prolong the current situation on Shabbos to with a shinui. That's where you'll find the mokum lahokul when there's a real tzorich. That's basically in a nutshell. I just want to mention, if I may, this. I always like to throw in a couple of topics. It's a very interesting shaila. For this Shabbos, there's a simcha, many simchas, and there's a simcha where someone told me that he needs. He's going to a simcha Friday night at 8:15, Friday night. Mincha Maariv Kabbalah Shabbos is from 7:00 till 8:00, give or take 5 minutes, whatever. And he's going to go home after Maariv. He's going to collect his wife at 8:10. And he's going to go. He needs babysitters to come and babysit till 12:00. It's a very long event. He's going to be there for about 4 hours. But however, the problem is there's three babysitters. The problem is, a lot of times there's a shaila of yichud, but over here there's no shaila of yichud. The shaila over here is they want money. They're not coming for no reason. They're not giving up a whole Friday night geshmaka meal for no reason. Yes, they're going to be provided food, but they still want on top of that, they want a good £20 each, something which is geshmak, I don't know, £15 each, whatever it is. We know there's aloch on Shabbos that you can't receive schar Shabbos. Schar Shabbos means that you do a service on Shabbos, you teach on Shabbos, you lean on Shabbos. Now, teaching and leaning on Shabbos is a mitzvah, so it's not a real issa. It's only Einu Reisim and Brocha, which also is not geshmak. People, someone said, halavai, every halacha would be Einu Reisim and Brocha, then everyone would be makbid on the halacha. Like this, it's not asa, but it's Einu Reisim and Brocha. Okay, but here, where there's no real mitzvah involved, might be a sudas mitzvah, but it's not a real mitzvah in itself, then you can't receive money. So, what's the solution? Someone said, nah, just tell them, I'm not officially mechuv to pay you, but I'll give you money anyway as a matona. Rebbe Falt didn't like that. He said, if you're going to feel guilty, walking past them, you'll see them in the next week, and you know they spent 4 hours in your house, and they looked after that crying baby, yeah? And you don't give them anything. Would you feel bad? If you would feel bad, because they spent time, then it doesn't help to hide behind the fact that, it's matona, he didn't like that. There's a very geshmaka solution. A lot of times, the other solution would be to make sure there's havlah. And I thought of a very, very good solution. Kanai Nahora, with us in England, one of the milers of chesronis is that Shabbos, Friday night, shkia, could be well after 8 o'clock. This Shabbos could be, what time? 10 to 9, shkia. So Kabbalah Shabbos, the latest Kabbalah Shabbos, is later, it's at least 8:30, maybe later. So really, nothing's stopping them. Yes, their mothers had lit candles earlier in the day, earlier, 7:30, or whatever, 7:45, but according to the strict letter of the law, they're not meshubba to the adlock of the mothers. Ideally, they should try and keep to, if the mother lit candles, then they should be meshubba. But in this case, where you're going to gain a shayla of schar Shabbos, they've got a very good solution. Just make sure not to be mekabel Shabbos, they should come at 8:15, and carry on life as normal, and not be mekabel Shabbos, and be mekabel Shabbos at 8:45. If they're mekabel Shabbos at 8:45, then they can say this havlah. Havlah basically means, I did you a service on Shabbos, I did you a service before Shabbos as well, because I can take money for the work I did before Shabbos, I can also take money on Shabbos. That's called havlah as well. It doesn't have to be that you're charging just for the half an hour. You look at the whole thing together, and it's okay to take schar Shabbos. So in this case, so there you go. What do you do in the winter? And you should know this, the babysitting service to pay them on Shabbos is one of the biggest issues on schar Shabbos. The only real solution is to make sure that you arrange with them that they should come and babysit during the week, which is not always practical. Sometimes you only want the Friday night, you only want Shabbos afternoon. It's very tricky, let me tell you. This schar Shabbos for babysitter is one of the hardest ones. There are a few different ways to get out of it. You can make them bring something, and you can pay them for that, and then you can pay them for the other. So you can ask them, please bring nappies and everything like that. There are solutions. Maybe we should speak about that session itself. Go, thank you very much. Yeah.